This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Back when we were still changing for the better.
Well, I've questioned this from Mr. Michael Spiegelman.
What is
this? This is Taylor Swift and this is Aaron. This is Aaron Rodgers' favorite Taylor Swift song.
It's called August.
He's a Swiftie, I forgot.
He is a Swiftie, Jerry.
And great.
There is no one living life more than Aaron Rodgers right now.
And why shouldn't he?
That guy's going to MetLife Stadium, and he's going to go see Taylor Swift this weekend.
This weekend?
Yep.
Are you going to that?
I am not, Jerry. The tickets are outrageous.
I know, but you like looking at girls.
My niece, who has no money, paid $1,000.
Per ticket?
With what money?
I don't know. Credit cards.
This is it, Jerry.
Credit cards.
They get into debt for Taylor Swift.
I know.
I saw her play the other night at Gillette Stadium where the Patriots play. It was pouring rain. What is Boomer saying?
Boomer wants to know. This is your niece you're talking about?
My niece, yeah.
Now, she's how old?
She's like 22.
Yeah. Boomer believes she's sleeping with someone.
Rude and rude.
And he probably got her the tickets.
Rude. She went with a girlfriend, Jerry.
Well, she could be sleeping with her.
Fair point.
2023, Al.
It's 2023, Jerry.
No judgment.
No judgment. Nope. Everything is possible. But anyway, if you're Aaron Rodgers, do you go there and the people you're with, you go, by the way, in a few months I'll be throwing bombs in
this place. I think they know that.
I would bring it up.
My guess is.
Do you think she will acknowledge Aaron Rodgers is there?
Boomer, first segment. First 2 minutes of the show, Al talked about how much the bill was.
The people at Jerry.
And how much he paid.
A gentleman in the front. This guy right here wanted to know. Jerry, I'm here to help.
No, he didn't say anything.
He said, how much was the bill? And I said,
no,
I'm
he didn't,
here.
He didn't ask.
Yeah. That guy right there in the Brooklyn Dodger, he's shaking his head, Jerry.
He needed to know.
And he got here very early to get that answer.
Wrong.
You guys forget one thing. And that what you forget is the fact that somebody tried to buy us drinks when we started. And
which
I stood up
nice.
In the restaurant and I said, none of that nonsense going on here. Al's paying for everything.
So you didn't allow that.
I didn't allow that. I said, I don't. You know, he took us to a place where everybody knew his name.
Yes, they did.
And, you know, thanks for bringing the whole show here. You know, we'll give you everything for free.
Right.
No. I said, we're not doing that. You're paying.
By the way, I brought this up earlier, Jerry, too. I know you didn't see this, and you buy a lot of people's dinners, so you've probably dealt with this before.
He's not happy.
Gio purchased oysters, had one.
And threw them out.
Yeah, it's not
That's
good.
A problem.
I mean, and he
That's
didn't want,
a problem.
Did he complain about it? I don't.
He said it didn't taste right. But,
no, I know he complained to you, but
right.
did he complain to the restaurant?
No.
Al wanted a discount off
I
the bill.
I needed it to be discounted.
Well,
bring it to the hotel. Maybe you want oysters later.
Oh, no.
What?
Do what with them?
Eat them, Jerry.
Ugh. All right, first of all, let me just say something. Oysters and the Hampton Inn do not go together.
Disgusting.
They have a little fridge for you and your oysters?
Good Lord. Mm. Anyway. So
did you see, Jerry, also, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So Zach Wilson's got a little brother. His name is Isaac.
Okay.
Isaac Wilson.
How old is he?
Well, he's just committed to Utah as a quarterback. Do you think...
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of Utah's like, maybe it runs in the family.
Zach was good in college.
Oh, good point, Jerry.
It would be the team that drafts him, Michael.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Isaac doesn't sound like the name of a quarterback.
Why?
Although Zach doesn't
What about
either.
Isaac Bruce? He was a wide receiver.
Oh, he was awesome,
yes,
Jerry.
He was.
Good point.
A good Isaac.
That's a good point. Isaac Bruce.
He'll be fine.
He was a terrific
guy. Is he small? Not Isaac Bruce. Isaac Wilson.
Isaac Wilson. I'm going to say he is small, Jerry. I have no idea, but he's going to Utah, committed to Utah.
All right.
He's got 4 years. Let me ask you this, Jerry. Look into the future. When Isaac Wilson...
Is Zach still in the league?
Yeah.
I knew you were. Well, he can live his life as a backup if he doesn't make it as a starter.
What a dream that would
who
be.
Who just signed someone?
Josh Johnson.
Like his 19th season as a backup?
Yes.
This guy's made a fortune.
Oh, yeah. No, Jerry, the guy's been with so many teams. He's been in the XFL, the AAF, the USFL.
I know he's on Eddie's list of great quarterbacks.
Yes, absolutely, Jerry. So we got that to look forward to. Also, this was an odd one. I was reading and I was doing my NFL notes, Jerry, how I like to do NFL notes.
NFL notes in May. Holy smokes.
Well, okay. The NFL is year-round.
Yeah, I understand.
Russell Wilson. This is the – I'm just doing all people named Wilson
here, Jerry. Do you have a younger brother too?
That I don't know about. Well, we talked about Isaac Wilson, Zach Wilson. Russell Wilson says he lost a whole bunch of weight. Was he fat?
I didn't think so.
Me neither.
Maybe he's looking at ingredients.
Oh, is that right? A little ingredients list.
He's looking
at ingredients. A little Russ Wilson – danger Russ Wilson. He's Mr. Unlimited now, Jerry. He wouldn't say how much weight he lost.
Because it was probably 4 pounds. I mean, really, how much could he have possibly lost?
Right. My guess was like last year, if you saw Russell Wilson in the locker room, he'd be like, that guy's in shape.
I would think so, too, especially if you're a big lineman.
Yeah, if you're a big, large lineman.
Yes,
you'd
exactly.
be thinking like these guys. That reminds me, how come linemen, they're big guys, right?
Yeah.
And they got big bellies.
Yes.
But they're constantly practicing.
Yeah, they eat
and
a lot.
Eating right.
Yeah.
So how do they have bellies?
I don't know if they eat right. I think they just eat.
They eat.
I think they just eat.
So you don't think over at the Jets, the offensive linemen are going through where the nutrition is going. You shouldn't eat
I think
Fruit
they
Loops.
Want their guys thick and mobile.
Right, the mobile part,
they
though.
Have
you
to
got
be.
A big belly, Jerry. That's yeah. You're not going to be as mobile.
Yeah. And you see these guys, too. You see Sean O'Hara? He's half
right.
the guy he was when he played for the Giants.
Right, they retire.
And who was Coughlin's son-in-law? Chris Snee?
Yeah, Chris Snee.
Is that right?
Yep.
He's another
say it
one.
With confidence, Jerry.
Well, I don't know if it's actually his
son. Of course it was him.
Might have been. He's another one. He lost half a human.
Yeah, people get very, very thin. Jeff Saturday, another one, Jerry.
Jeff Saturday. There
Let's
you
see
go.
How long we could go naming guys who were large. And
Nate
then,
Newton.
Oh, good one, Jerry. Nate Newton.
He lost like 250
pounds. He lost a ton
pounds.
Of weight.
Greg Giannotti.
Oh, good one, Jerry. He was an offensive lineman.
A former lineman who lost half a person.
Something, something, something. Yeah. Oh, and this is good news this is a concluding in my NFL notes.
Yeah.
You know, the Sunday Ticket, Jerry, is going to YouTube TV
yes,
next year.
I'm aware.
And a lot of people were freaking out. I don't have how many games could I watch? They set up a thing yesterday. You could watch in your home, as long as you're on your Wi-Fi
yes.
network. Unlimited
on
screens.
On every TV.
Every TV,
That's
every
cool.
screen, every... So what you got to do, Jerry, is you got to pick up some really old iPhones for cheap, and then you have all these screens.
I'm not watching a game on
And then
an
you
iPhone.
Line them all
no,
up,
stop,
and you
stop.
Can watch every game at
no,
one time.
No, but that's cool. You know why? Because YouTube's figured it out.
YouTube has figured it out, Jerry.
YouTube is outstanding.
Yeah, so they call that unlimited simultaneous streams for the in-your-home Sunday Ticket.
That's great. So as long as you're in on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, as long as you're on the Wi-Fi, Jerry.
That's how they – all right, cool.
Then
love
you
it,
are
love
good
it,
to
love
go.
It. Love
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Very cool.
Did you see Nike released the Ja Morant sneakers?
No, I did not. What do you mean they released them?
Well, like
– they're out to buy or well, they got rid of them?
No. Meaning you were allowed to purchase them.
Yeah.
And they sold out. But remember, Nike had pulled his sneakers previous.
All right, so they're behind him.
And
hope he gets well.
And they're sold out. Actually, they weren't very pricey. You know what's weird with sneakers? These Ja Morant sneakers are like $120, $140.
Yeah.
That's what sneakers cost when I bought those Reebok pumps because I saw Boomer
they
advertising.
They were $120.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Well,
how are we affording that?
I don't know, because I would say
Paper
how
out.
Much could things possibly be, and yet tolls are now $17.
Yeah.
And beers at games are $20.
I'm trying to think how did I buy sneakers and video games?
Credit cards.
No, I was a child.
Your parents bought them.
No, I
no?
think I had to save up.
Did you have a newspaper route?
I had a paper route.
Did you cut grass?
No, I had
you
was
never
a paper
cut grass?
Route. No, I had to cut my own grass.
You shovel snow for money.
No. The only thing I ever did for money was deliver newspapers. I worked at drug fair.
Yeah, but drug fair, you were 16 years old.
Yeah, I was 16 by then.
So what age are we talking here?
I'm talking about like when I was 13.
Well,
video
must
games.
Have been some newspaper around.
But even
had.
Back then, in 1982, video games and sneakers were the same price they are now.
Yeah, probably. They have not gone through the roof too much.
Right.
And in some cases, sneakers are cheaper now than they were.
Right.
Go figure.
I wear Skechers, Jerry, because once you turn 50.
You know what I like? These Hokas.
Hokas? Those are for old guys, too.
Hokas, Under Armour, and Adidas. Those are my three.
You know what the most old guy sneaker is? Is the white New Balance.
Why is that an old guy
sneaker? I don't
sneaker?
Know. I'm just telling you. Look around here today,
how many
Jerry.
Pair you have?
There's going to be a lot. That's my guy. Exactly. That's old guy sneaker. White New Balance.
He's not an old guy, though.
Well.
How old are you, sir?
56. That's not, 56.
He's 3 years older than you. That's not an old guy.
I'm saying I have Skechers on right now.
Either. That's not an
the,
old
the same
guy. You say old guy, I think 85.
The same one Tony Romo advertises. And Howie Long.
The power of advertising.
Oh,
right
absolutely,
there.
Jerry.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Give me one more before we take a break.
One more, Jerry?
One
I don't
more.
Know if I want to ruin one before
right, don't
the break.
Don't ruin it then. So let's
I don't
do
want
this.
To ruin it.
We'll take a break. You got a big story coming
oh,
up on
Jerry,
the other side.
Oh, Jerry, it's so large, these stories.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure about that. But we'll
they
take
are.
A break. We'll come back with your largeness after this.
The large stories.
And then more from DJs right on the beach in Belmar. It's the kickoff to summer show here Woo! On The Fan.